Do you spend a lot of time in planes, trains, and automobiles? Then you should try an audiobook. Audiobooks can help you read on the go. And Penguin Random House Audio offers innovative professional tips from successful business influencers such as Charles Duhigg and Sheryl Sandberg, or turn off your work mode and relax with a novel by Jonathan Kellerman or Steve Barry. Visit tryaudiobooks.com for more listening suggestions.
Amazon Alexa is now in millions of homes. The ways in which you can get the best use out of her. It. Her. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And perhaps you were listening to this podcast via Amazon Alexa. Very possible if you're a Spotify subscriber. And if you're one of the millions of people within the last year who have bought microphones so that Amazon can constantly hang out with you in your home. Personal tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler, has figured out the very best uses for her. It. Her. Well, let's get Jeffrey Fowler on the line from San Francisco. He will sort out all things Alexa, and he is joining us on the line right now. Welcome, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, you have Alexa. You have your fancy new speaker set up. I understand there's a few ways in which you can really just get the full use out of it. Let's start with the first way, using Alexa as your DJ. Can you walk me through the logistics of streaming music through Alexa?
Yeah, I really think voice controlling your music is the killer app for voice that we've really been waiting for. It used to be that I played all the music in my house through a Sonos setup. So those are those wireless speakers. They sound great, and you use an app to, you know, pull in music from your personal collection or stream from wherever. But you do have to get an app every time you want to change playlists or pause a song or do whatever. With Alexa, on the Echo or Echo Dot, all you have to do is just call her name. You say, Alexa, and then you ask for what you want to hear. So you can say, Alexa, play, what's a good example today? Alexa, play Demi Lovato on, and she will. Now, when Alexa first came out a little over a year ago, she was pretty limited in the sources of music that she could play from. It was really about that Amazon Prime music service.
Right.
But in the last couple of weeks, she added in the ability to play anything on Spotify. And that really made her an incredible DJ, because anybody who uses Spotify knows that they've just got this incredible collection. It's really almost anything you could think of that
right.
you might want to play. And so now all I have to say is, Alexa, play Demi Lovato on Spotify. And boom, it comes up, and there's no conflicts, no like, oh, we don't have access to that. And then while it's playing, if you want it to pause, you just say, Alexa, pause. Or if you want it louder, you say, Alexa, louder. And this is particularly helpful, you know, with music, it's kind of ambient in your life, right? And you just kind of, maybe you're cooking dinner and you want to hear something, you just call out and do it, and your hands can be filled with cookie dough or whatever it is that you're doing that night. Or in the morning when you're just kind of getting ready, I'll just holler out, Alexa, play NPR, and it's just
right.
on.
Right. I want to get to having your hands full as well. That kind of brings me to my next question about the use of appliances. You know, you have things that you can set up in your home like your thermostat or your lights. The idea of just saying, hey, Alexa, would you mind turning on the lights? And or, hey, it's a little warm in here. Can you fix that up?
Yeah, I think once you I think Alexa's probably going to get into people's homes with music, but it's actually a Trojan horse to being kind of the user interface for your home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually, you kind of think of it differently than you might think of Siri. Siri is more like, although she has HomeKit ability to control home stuff, she's really more about being a personal assistant. Alexa's more about doing things that are shared around your house with your family. So that could include like setting up the thermostat. So I have a Nest thermostat at home. So if I just go up to Alexa and I say, Alexa, set the Nest in the hallway to 72 degrees,
right.
she does it. And anybody can go up and say that to it. Or if you've got some smart light bulbs around the house, and I've got some from Hue, the light bulbs, and I've got some power outlets that are hooked up to Wemo switches. Within the Alexa app, you can put those into rooms, and then you can just tell Alexa to turn on or off the lights in a particular room. And that also, you know, can be very easy. One other sort of smart thing that she does that actually turned out to be perhaps one of her other most useful skills is that she's a smart timer. So again, you're in the kitchen, you're cooking spaghetti, whatever, you need a timer for 10 minutes. You just call out to Alexa, set timer for 10 minutes, and she does it.
That's fantastic. I can't imagine ever moving much again. You think of Amazon, you think of Alexa, you can't not think of shopping. So let's talk about that aspect of it.
Yeah, you know, you'd think with Amazon that this would be the whole purpose, right? Because they are a giant retailer and they want to get you to buy stuff. But when Alexa first came out, when I first reviewed her about a year ago, she couldn't do it. Now she has the ability to do two things. One, if you've bought something previously or if it's on Prime, she can order that. And if you say, go for it, she'll order it right away and it'll come your way. Or if she doesn't have, you know, if you haven't ordered it before or it's not kind of clear what you want, she'll add that to a shopping list. Now, I personally have not found this to be as useful as some of the other features that Alexa's developing daily now. The reason is I tend to think of shopping as a slightly more considered kind of activity. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to see the price. I want to see if the price has gone up or down. I want to see if there's maybe a better deal, if I buy three. And none of that can really be communicated very effectively, I think, over voice. And that, I think, is one of the learnings that we're getting out of this. Like, so what sorts of things does voice work for and not work for? And anything that kind of involves more than one or two back and forths with the bot, I think, is not something you're going to want to do over your voice. Is much better done on a screen, mm-hmm. Where you can tap or click on a series of links. Though I definitely would acknowledge there are some people out there who say that Alexa helps them, you know, at least keep their shopping list up to date, because right. Whenever they think of something, they just call it out and then it's added to the list. I just haven't gotten that habit myself.
Right. So, you know, it's not completely smooth sailing. Is there any other area in which you feel like Alexa is just not ready for prime time just yet, or any other red flag we can look out for?
Well, definitely still a work in progress. Alexa still can't understand everything that you're trying to say to her. I nearly got into a brawl with her trying to get her to play the new album from Zayn Malik, the former One Direction singer, because she couldn't understand his name. She kept trying to play, you know, crazy other songs.
Right.
And then also, you know, it's still at a stage where you have to learn how to speak like Alexa, which is to say there's a certain grammar to it.
Sure.
We were talking about Spotify. Because I can't set Spotify as my default music source, I have to end every music request now with "on Spotify." So play Zayn Malik on Spotify, which is a little awkward. And some of the other more advanced capabilities she's gaining still require even more, you know, more awkward grammar. You know, Alexa, ask your mama jokes to tell me your mama joke or something like that. So there's still some refinement there in just making it feel natural, and that's going to have a ways to go before it feels like the computer on Star Trek.
All right, so still a work in progress, but so far so good. Jeffrey Fowler, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
You bet.
That's it for the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For the latest updates, be sure to check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts and become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.